the business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland. As Ireland's enterprise bank, we're lending to over 500 businesses and farmers every week.
Welcome back to The Business. You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 185715150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet at thebusinessrte. Just 6 years ago, six years after Waterford Wedgwood was bought out of receivership, its US private equity owners have put it up for sale for more than €650 million, which would net them a profit of around €400 million. Not a bad return at all. Here with me now to talk about the whole concept of private equity and vulture capitalism and its impact on these shores is Nick Webb, Sunday Independent Business Editor. Nick, first of all, people talk about private equity, and this was an example of a private equity firm buying something, changing it, cutting costs, doing things differently, and then selling it for a packet and a profit. What is a private equity firm and whose money do they use?
Well, a private equity firm, I suppose, is probably peopled by somebody who'd be Mother Teresa's evil twin. They would come in where they're needed most, but instead of trying to help other people, they're there to make profit for themselves. They raise money from different investors or high net worth individuals. They put it in a fund. They look for opportunities. Presumably some are specialized in distressed opportunities where they'd go in, they'd turn around a company by cutting staff and chopping overheads, you know, fixing up debt and then tidying it up to sell it again at a huge profit. That's really what they do. I mean,
In Ireland, a lot of the private equity names that we're hearing about that have been buying assets here, it's mainly property that they've been buying. And it's one thing to buy a property in a downturn, invest while there's blood on the streets and all of that, and then hopefully see it rise in value. But it's another thing to actually buy a business and try to turn a business around, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the first phase of private equity that arrived in Ireland was pretty much here to just pick up distressed bank loans or distressed properties, that sort of thing. And you've seen far less companies coming in to pick up businesses. The Waterford Wedgwood was one kind of, was a rarity. I mean, most of the ones have just done property and things like that. And they're already beginning to sell out. The ones with the balls of steel who arrived literally as there was smoke coming out of the economy and everything was collapsing and there was utter panic. They said, right, okay, let's go in and we buy this office block, that office block. Now they're already kind of flipping those properties at huge profits already.
And I suppose the counter argument is they could only sell them at a profit if they rose in value, and they might only have risen in value if these guys had come in the first place, because it's very hard to say where we'd be if they hadn't have come in, because there wasn't a lot of bank lending or a lot of wealth.
That's right. I mean, I suppose they're like a suppository for the financial system. They get things moving again. I mean, what we needed badly was capital, and it wasn't clear whether there'd be riots on the street in Ireland when, you know, the IMF came in and the economy tanked. These guys came in with buckets of cash. They bought properties, they bought loans, stuff like that. They got things moving again.
So if they're selling now, who are they selling to? Irish investors who are going to buy at a higher price.
Who's the mug here? You know, what they've done is they've already stripped the fat out of the things. They've made the initial big profits. So who's buying them? Yes, it does look as if there's an awful lot of Irish people coming back in to buy the various properties. And
Waterford Wedgwood is one example of a private equity firm buying a business as opposed to a building or a property portfolio. We haven't had a huge amount of that in Ireland. There's been a lot more of it in Britain where they've bought businesses. But one example where it didn't work out particularly well was Aircom. That was a private
equity. Well, it
worked out
quite well for the owners of Aircom. Yeah. Didn't particularly work out very well for us.
The company was left with a load of debt.
Absolutely. And also, I suppose there's been a history of underinvestment in the infrastructure here. But the people who bought it made, you know, vast buckets of money out of it. So they've done well. We haven't.
Do you think that the whole private equity thing, now that the economy might be on the turn, that these guys are all going to just gradually sell out and disappear back over the horizon?
What you do is you get different types of investors, people who will be in for a longer period of time. The ones we've had at the moment, they flip it very quickly. They flip it after maybe 2 or 3 years. And the ones who are now maybe in for longer periods, 5, 10, 15 years.
Are they vultures?
The ones that are in at the very early stage? Yeah, I think you could probably call them that, yeah.
Okay. Nick Webb, business editor of the Sunday Independent. Thanks very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks.